Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are right now. This is a practice to really aid you in just being exactly where you are and lavishing in the present moment. So not resisting the present moment, not fighting it, and really just noticing where you are, even if where you are right now is in the midst of confusion, of perhaps panic, perhaps restlessness, or maybe you're already in a state of peace or calm. Just noticing where you are, being with that, whatever it is, and allowing the energy to move. So as I posted, there should be a picture of what a constructive rest or a lie down in the Alexander technique, what position is most beneficial, called semi-supine. And so I'll just invite you to take that position with your back on the floor, your feet on the floor, your knees balanced between your hips and your feet. And really sensing the weight of your body releasing down towards the earth. So in this practice, just giving yourself space to be. And not to be what you hope to be in 5 minutes, but to be in this moment. To be with your body, to be with the air around your body, to be with the sounds you hear in the environment, to be with this right now. I find this lie down beneficial in many ways, and especially in this moment of newness for our world, our society, of how to find peace and rest amidst many new things, many new decisions we're having to make. If you can find just 5 minutes where hopefully this will aid you in centering yourself, finding appreciation in the moment. Being with life, which is right now. So as we practice this, feeling your head resting, seeing if you can allow the skull to really have its full weight. Starting by just noticing the shape of the skull, the three-dimensionality, where the tip of your nose is, where the back of your head is, where the top of your head is, where the point of your chin is. Seeing if every space in between can honor that three-dimensionality of your body. And just rest, just relax. Noticing where you might feel the tension letting go and moving past the mat through the earth. Noticing where there may be a little tension left somewhere in a certain joint of your head, maybe your jaw or your tongue, and just noticing that, really experiencing the color, the temperature, everything about that tension, letting it be for a moment. And just through being conscious of it, noticing how we can allow for that to let go. Notice your teeth and allow there to be space in between each tooth. even if there's not, imagine that space and see how it affects your soft and your hard palate. See how it affects your tongue. Moving back towards our eyes, letting those eyes rest back in the eye socket. And really just enjoying that, seeing how much you can allow your eyes to release back as if they're resting on a pillow. Feel the ease of your brow. Notice the curves, the dimension of your brow, seeing if along every point of that ridge, underneath the bones of the skull, on top of the bones of the skull, if you can feel that ease, almost like oil dripping, releasing, trusting the earth to hold us. Beautiful. Now feel your neck, feel your cervical spine. Imagine your juicy, strong, vivacious, lovely spine, the three-dimensionality of the vertebrae that make up your spine. The curves of the spine. Seeing if you can allow your mind's eye to trace the curves of your spine and embrace the curvy nature, noticing how thick our lumbar spine is. The vertebrae of our lumbar spine is a bit thicker and larger than our thoracic or cervical vertebrae. Allow the weight of that whole beautiful spinal column to also trust that the earth is holding us. Just feel how that allows your organs, your skin, your muscles, your bones to rest. You may sense some movement in your digestion. Some gurgling sounds. It's just our body releasing where it was holding. Now feel your elbows and your shoulder joint, our intricate and beautiful shoulder joint. Also your wrist, even the knuckles of your fingers. I like to imagine the synovial fluid. Imagine those joints being free and oils moving through them, allowing our tension to let go so that there's space for movement. If you're feeling any resistance in your body, if there's a part of your body that isn't quite ready to let go, just be with that. Notice, maybe it's a shoulder muscle or a muscle around the shoulder that just isn't quite there. Notice that. Don't push against it. Don't force anything. Be with where that muscle is. Allow the space for it to struggle. And notice how just being with that, you might notice a slight dispersion of that tension, a new release, a new shift. Now journeying down towards the upper leg bones, the femurs. Allowing those femur bones to really trust that the hip socket the weight of the bone can really travel towards the hip socket, and trust the balance here of the leg. You may notice your hips releasing more. In your mind's eye, you can just notice where are the sitting bones in relation to your hip bones, in relation to the pubic symphysis in the front of the pelvic bowl. Just mapping all of that in. With your lower leg bones, allow the weight of those bones to travel towards your ankles. Feel the beautiful structure of how the heels are back and the long tarsals and metatarsals are forward. Let the long toes, the tarsals, have space as well. If there's anything in your feet or your heels or your ankles that's holding on, notice that. Be with that. See if you can allow for that to release. And now from toes all the way up, up, up to top of head, noticing the surfaces closest to the ceiling, the surfaces that are touching the floor, the curves, the three-dimensionality of the body, taking in the totality of the body, noticing the air flowing around the skin, and seeing if you can allow that consciousness of the air, allow your body to open up even more, to communicate with the air around the body, to not shield ourselves from it. If there's a part of the body that you can include in your map, maybe the top of the head, the back surface of the head, the jaw, the tongue, even the tip of the nose, the knees. Bringing that back, bringing your awareness to the whole picture. Now just notice where you are. Here we are on our mats. This is us in real time, present with our body, feeling our beautiful skeletal muscular system, feeling our breath, becoming aware of the sounds around us. I hope in this time of new considerations, of new concerns perhaps, of new things to consider in your life, that this stillness of meditating on your body right now in the present moment, of enjoying and being with your body, that this will serve you, that you will feel calm, that you will feel peace, that you will feel confidence and embraced in the isness of right now, that you'll feel the support of your own system and of that surrounding you. Thank you so much for sharing this practice. I'd love to hear any feedback you have. Feel free to send me a personal message. And my thoughts are with this beautiful community. Be well. Thank you.